はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ヨシです。
ちぐさです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 25. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. All right, this is part one of a four-part series. Over the next 4 weeks, what are we going to be covering, Chigusa?
電車、
新幹線、
地下鉄、
鉄道。
Trains. Okay. That's not the translation for all of them, but we're going to break them down right now, but over the next 4 weeks. Well, let's put it this way. Yoshi-san, how important are trains to Japan?
If I rank it from 1 to 10, 10.
Exactly. I think you're being a little low with you. I think you're being a little low there. Chigusa-san, how important are they?
Can't live without them.
Nice way to put it. Yes, 10. Can't live without them. The best thing, one of the things I like best about Japan is you can actually go everywhere by train. Well, it's actually one of the best things and one of the worst things. Rush hour is the worst thing, but any other time, it is the best. Okay, let's jump back real quick and break down the words that were introduced in the first part of the lesson. Chigusa-san, first one, please. Onegai shimasu.
電車
Train
電車電車
Yoshi-san
新幹線
Bullet train
新幹線新幹線
地下鉄
Subway
地下鉄地下鉄
Now the interesting thing about this word is what does the first word mean?
地下 means underground.
And the next part, 鉄?
鉄 means iron.
Yeah, so underground iron. It makes sense, subway. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Underground iron. The meaning behind the Chinese characters. Maybe help you remember this. Underground iron. And finally we had?
鉄道
Railway. Railroad.
鉄道
And again, the 鉄 is iron.And this time, do is road. So, these were the four words we introduced in the beginning. Coming from America, one of the most unique things is that there are many private railroads in Japan. Although you can go anywhere by rail, not usually by the same company. Usually during the middle of your trip, you actually change companies. So you might not realize it, but you're actually changing companies. So while riding the railroad in Japan is quite easy, the structure behindThe rail system in Japan is quite confusing. Now, those of you coming to travel to Japan, you'll probably wind up riding primarily JR, which is short for Japan Rail. So, what we're going to do now is introduce you to the six components that make up Japan Rails. First group is
JR Kyushu.
And if you could tell by the name, where is this rail system located?
In Kyushu.
Next we have
JR Shikoku.
Located on the island of?
Shikoku.
Next.
JR 西日本
JR West.
JR 東日本
JR East. JR Central.
JR 北海道
JR 北海道 Now, the rail system in Japan is no way limited to these six groups, but these six groups make up the main part, the main backbone of Japan Rail.Now, the reason we're talking about this is we want to talk today about the JR Rail Pass. Now, this rail pass is a very useful rail pass for visitors planning to visit more than one location in Japan. Now, we stress this more than one location. If you're just coming to Tokyo, yeah, this is not for you. We have something else for you in a later lesson, but this is really useful for traveling to more than one section. Furthermore, this ticket doesn't work on every line, so there are a couple exceptions and a couple rules, but for the most part,If you're planning to come to Japan and you're planning on doing a lot of traveling, this is probably your best option. Okay, now what we're going to do is tell you a little bit about this. Now, first, who is eligible? Chigusa-san.
People coming to Japan on Tanki Taizai, which is people coming with temporary visitor visa.
Yeah, so if you're coming for approximately 90 days, you're eligible to buy this. Now, foreign students who are living here go back to their own country and then are planning to come back.Yeah, you can't get this one unless your visa is going to expire and you come back on, as Chigusa said, one more time, please.
短期滞在.
Yes. Okay. Next up, we have where to buy this.
It has to be bought outside Japan.
Yes. Here is the key. Outside Japan. As a Japan Rail Pass cannot be purchased inside Japan. So here's the tricky part. You don't get it outside Japan either. You buy what's called an exchange order. It's a piece of paper saying that you bought the pass. Then once you come to Japan, you trade that exchange order for the pass itself. So you have to buy it outside Japan, but you don't get it before you get to Japan. Now, here's the convenient thing. At both Narita and Kansai airports, they have a place to exchange it. So as soon as you get to the airport, you can take your exchange order, which you have to buy in a designated location. Check our homepage, JapanesePod101.com, to get those locations. You can exchange the exchange order for the rail pass itself. And then once you have that, you're free to go, free to travel to most places. Now, there are a few exceptions. For the exceptions, please see our homepage. Now, there are two types of rail pass. There's the green rail pass, which is the first class one. Chigusa-san, sounds good?
Sounds good. That's for me.
And what do we have for Yoshi-san?
The ordinary pass.
Sorry, Yoshi-san.
Sorry.
Now, the difference between the two is that the ordinary pass is obviously cheaper, but you're kind of forced to ride in the free compartment and things like this. Now, the old JR Group railways includes Shinkansen, the bullet trains, limited express trains, and rapid or local trains. Now, Shinkansen and most limited express and ordinary express trains have reserved green car seats and both reserved and non-reserved ordinary car seats. A non-reserved seat can be used simply by showing your Japan Rail Pass. To get a reserved seat, apply at any travel service center or reserved seat ticket office, Midori no Madoguchi at a JR station, or at a sales office of a JR Associated Travel Agency. There, show your rail pass and obtain your reserve seat ticket before your trip. Sounds quite nice, right?
Right.
Now again, there are certain exceptions, you know, and of course, depending on the time of year, there might be certain exceptions again. So it kind of depends on multiple variables, but in most cases, you'll be all right. Now, Shinkansen means bullet train. What's the word for limited express train? Yoshi-san.
Tokkyu densha.
And break it down.
Tokkyu. U-de-n-sha. Tokkyu densha.
Chikusa-san, what's the word for express train?
Kyūkou densha.
Break it down.
Kyūkou-de-n-sha. Kyūkou densha.
Next, we have rapid.
Kaisoku densha.
Break it down.
Kaisoku-de-n-sha. Kaisoku densha.
And a local train that stops at every station.
各駅停車.
Break it down.
各駅停車. 各駅停車.
Okay, now the reason we're bringing this up is many times, if you're going to visit a smaller location, the train won't stop at that location. So you should really want to, before you get on a train, as there are many types of trains, you want to just confirm, is the train going to stop at your desired location? Obviously, if you're on the Shinkansen and you're going to Kyoto, you're going to be okay. But if you're going a few stops before that, most likely you're going to have to go to Kyoto, change trains, and then get to your destination. Now, that's where the express, the rapid, and all the other trains come in. You want to know, is the train you're about to get on going to where you want to go? Yoshi-san, how would we ask that in Japanese?
この電車はどこどこ駅に止まりますか?
Will this train stop at where? All right, yes, I got a little carried away there. We have to obviously fill in the station, but doko doko, where, that would be the name of the station. So, Yoshi-san, can you break this down for us piece by piece? Actually, you know what? Chigusa-san, もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
この電車はどこどこ駅に止まりますか?
And one time fast.
この電車はどこどこ駅に止まりますか?
Okay, so I used to live in Ibaraki Prefecture. So let's ask if this train is going to stop in Hitachi. Yoshi-san, お願いします。
この電車は日立駅に止まりますか？
はい、止まります。
And if not?
いえ、止まりません。
Okay, so let's have Chigusa-san ask Yoshi-san. Chigusa-san, where do you want the train to stop? What's the name of the station?
Shibuya?
Come on, all the trains stop at Shibuya.
Yoyogi?
Come on, think countryside.
I've never been to the countryside, Peter.
Really?
I'm a city girl.
How about Nagasaki?
Nagasaki.
Come on, I think small. All right.
Okay, Funabashi. It's okay. In Chiba.
There we go.
Okay. すみません。この電車は船橋に止まりますか？
はい、止まりますよ。
All right, you're in luck. Now, this time it doesn't.
いいえ、止まりません。
So, in that case, you have to find out which train you can take. How would we ask that?
I think the best thing to do is to go to the station master and ask for help.
Yeah, and also there's information, so you can either go there or you can, but the station master will help you or direct you to information where you can get the help. Good idea. All right. So now you have your pass, plus you can ask where the train stops. Now, check this out. This pass can also be used for local lines of JR bus companies. This pass, you can also use it on the bus. Hokkaido bus, Tohoku bus, Kanto bus, Tokai bus, West Japan, many, many more. Now, apparently it's not available for some airport services, but in other places it is. And even in addition to that, apparently this is also available for a ferry, the JR Miyajima Ferry. So with just this pass, you can get around Japan. Now, the prices will have some links on our page. Again, if this is what you're after, if this is what you're looking for, stop by JapanesePod101.com. We're going to have a lot of links there today, jumping to other pages showing you prices and some other things about this. Again, if you come into Japan, you're going to be here for a little while, you're traveling to more multiple destinations, this is something you really want to check out. If you're going to be in just one location, we have some stuff for you too. Remember we were talking about JR Kyushu? There's actually a rail pass just for Kyushu that you can use for just JR Kyushu. But this one's, I heard, only available for foreigners. So just people coming to visit Japan can buy this rail pass for Kyushu, and you can actually go all around Kyushu on a rail pass. Shikoku has a rail pass. Hokkaido has a rail pass. Now this is separate from the one that we were talking about before. Again, the one we were talking about before kind of works for everything. But now, the Kyushu one we just mentioned, the Shikoku one, the Hokkaido one, these are just for those locations. I've personally had the experience of taking the Tohoku one for 5 days, for 10,000 yen, about $100, 5 days, as much as I could ride, just taking a train all around, although it was a local train, so it took a lot of time, but still. So they have a ton of other deals. So that's why, before you come here, determine where you're going. Then come to our homepage and check it out and see which one suits you the best. All right. So today took a while. A lot of information in there.
A lot. I learned a lot. Thank you, Peter.
But the rail pass, excellent way to get around Japan. Now, we're going to be back next week talking more about rail travel. All right? So, that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。